Thank you, Chair, and our committee. And this is a first for me, but I'll try to keep this under 3 minutes. I'm basically going to read what I wrote here. And so it's sort of...
You don't have to read what you wrote.
I don't.
Because you gave us copies.
Okay. But I want every... Okay. I kind of want everybody else to hear, too. So in reviewing New Hampshire's power plant portfolio, only 8 out of 66 power plants produce more than 100 megawatts of power. New Hampshire generates about 4,165 megawatts, of which 1,622 megawatts is exported. A change, actually, that has to do with the House bill. So the changes to the bill are the result of a proposed plan known as the Northern Pass Project, which is really what I believe. The Northern Pass Project, as proposed, would be the 145-mile DC transmission line carrying the 1,200 megawatts of 97% hydroelectric power on towers measuring the 90 feet to 135 feet tall, marching down from Quebec to Franklin, where the power would be converted to AC, and continue on to a substation in Deerfield, New Hampshire, where it would enter into the New England power grid. A DC transmission line transfers power from point A to point B and is beneficial for applications where power is not needed locally, but instead delivers large amounts of power to areas of demand. New Hampshire does not have a demand for nor need for this power. According to the U.S. Department of Energy National Electric Transmission Congestion Study of 2009, transmission congestion within New England has fallen significantly. This is due to years of sustained effort and achievement on several fronts. New utility scale and distributed small scale supply resources have come online, primarily in the locations where they are most needed and valuable. Aggressive demand response programs have made load reduction into geographic targeted resource that can be used to reduce peak loads and mitigate the effects of temporal transmission constraints, and energy efficiency is reducing total loads. The Department of Energy no longer identifies New England as a congestion area of concern. The changes, and I was referencing to the bill, are not needed. DC lines have other disadvantages. The line must be taken out of service when an outage occurs and a segment needs to be turned off for repairs and modifications. Power does not automatically reroute itself to avoid blackouts. DC lines are not very useful in network grid applications and are less flexible in their ability to provide for interconnections with new power plants. The DC line will not be beneficial in expanding our local small renewable resources into New Hampshire's electrical grid. The price we are told will be competitive. We all know what happens when a large corporation, or in this case, Hydro-Quebec, with 2009 earnings of $2.2 billion, has the ability and resources to price just below the going market price to eliminate any competitor in order to gain the market share and profits for their shareholders. Eventually, New Hampshire's small power plants, which allow New Hampshire to be self-sufficient, secure, and reliable, will not have the chance to compete. Hydro-Quebec has the most to gain, not their targeted transmission host state, New Hampshire. Hydro-Quebec is desperate to sell power to the United States and is in the direct competition with our other provinces of Canada to sell power to the United States. This is Canada's only opportunity to jump into the game to market the purported benefit of helping New Hampshire and other New England states to meet their 25% renewable energy goals by 2025. To meet our New Hampshire renewable energy goals by 2025, please see the attached letter signed by 10 U.S. governors, including New Hampshire's Governor Lynch, stating that there is enough wind generation off the coast of New England to produce ample local power for the United States. There are lawsuits in process by Native Canadians whose homelands were taken by eminent domain by the Canadian government for the sole purpose of creating big, renewable, green hydropower. This Native Canadian Inuit community has filed an $11 billion lawsuit against Hydro-Quebec for total devastation of culture, way of life. Rivers have been diverted to produce hydroelectricity, causing a negative impact on wildlife, fish, and whales. New Hampshire should not consider changing the bill to accommodate Hydro-Quebec or any other large hydroelectric power plant to become renewable. New Hampshire's environmental progressive standards, as stated in the current Bill 302, should not be compromised. And Gary Long did actually, he mentioned that This is actually being paid by Hydro-Québec. If the state of New Hampshire had enough funds to actually build this, I don't believe that they would build these towers 135 feet tall. I believe we would find another way to do it. Thank you very much.
We're not going to